April 11, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, To Be With Him. Opening prayer. Lord, turn my mind and heart to you as I read your word today. Teach me how to follow you more closely. Read Mark chapter 3, verses 7 through 19. Crowds follow Jesus. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard about all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him, to keep the people from crowding him. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the impure spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, You are the Son of God. But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him. Jesus appoints the 12. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. To them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Reflect. Who would you travel to go and see? The king? A pop star? A famous preacher? How far would you be willing to travel? As my husband read this portion of Mark's story of Jesus' life to our household this evening, I was struck by how far people traveled to be with Jesus. Some of them must have had a 3 or 4 day journey to hear his teaching or to bring their loved ones to be healed. What faith or desperation they must have had that an encounter with Jesus was worth that effort. As the needy people pressed in to touch him, he asked his disciples to have a boat ready. To avoid complete mayhem, he would draw off from shore and teach them about their greatest need. The crowds may have been attracted to Jesus the miracle worker. The evil spirits knew Jesus was the Son of God. Jesus appointed 12 as his companions. They would learn from him not only what he taught, but also about the one he showed them he was. They would be sent out to serve him, receiving from Jesus the authority and power they would need. Their relationship with him was critical, as is ours. When Jesus calls us, we follow him, learn from him, and become more like him. He gives us purpose and also all we need to serve him. Apply. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul says, Follow my example as I followed the example of Christ. How can you follow Jesus' example in relating to those you will encounter this week? Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to seek you with abandon, to follow you regardless of the inconvenience or cost.